influence. It shows the love of Jesus Christ. In the hardest of days, that is our message title today. In the hardest of days. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Revelation, chapter number 1. Revelation, chapter 1. Lord willing, today, we want to be able to focus upon verses 9 down through verse number 11 of St. John's letter to the seven churches of Asia Minor. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and in patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first, the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me how the Apostle John was going through a very difficult time. Dear friends, I believe that we all can agree to this point that many of us are going through ways of much difficulty. We may be in the midst today of a very hard and turbulent time, but I can tell you today on the authority of God's word, no matter what may be going on in your life, no matter what may be befalling you, the Lord God Almighty has blessed us with an opportunity to praise and to honor and to give Him glory. I began to look here at this letter, this vision here of Patmos, and I John in this crucial state in his life. He was a man who had followed the Lord for a very long time, and now under much persecution and hardship. And I thought about how that this man endured much in his elderly years. How that the Lord blessed him despite all that he was going through. I thought about that a great deal these days of late. For you see, dear friends, same God that blessed John is the same God that blesses us. You say, Brother Lynn, what's the difference between us and John? There is nothing if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For you can know, dear friend, despite the hardships and the woe that we face in this life, the one that we and belong to, He never leaves us, nor does He forsake us. And He is willing and is able to bless us despite all the hard days that we face in this life. When you look here at John, John says, I am your brother and companion in tribulation. What's John saying? John is saying, I'm not the only one that is facing trial and tribulation. There's many that are facing hardship as they walk down life's way. But the Lord who loves us and cares for us has a desire to bless us and to help us in the hardest of days. Here John was exiled there in the Aegean Sea on the Isle of Patmos, known by scholars and theologians as the Rock. Here this man was facing much in way of hardship. Why was he facing much in way of hardship. He was facing much in way of hardship for the cause of Christ. For you see, friend, the Roman rulers of that day had a desire to destroy Christianity. And in the face of all the oppression, John, he stayed the course and he kept the faith. Now time had come of hardship upon this elderly disciple, and the Lord stilled him and grounded him and settled him in the very midst of his hardship. When I thought about that, I thought about us. Despite the hard days that we're facing, despite the hardships that we're enduring, we're here today. You say, how are we here today? We're here today through the grace of God, the favor of God, the mercy of God, the kindness of God has blessed us to be in the house of prayer, to worship Him today in spirit and in truth. John knew that he would face these woes in life, for there's no doubt in our mind that John reflected upon the words of Jesus Christ. I don't know how many of you have read the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24, but Jesus prophesied about these days. Jesus spoke of the hardships that those would face who served Him. Jesus would say that many would be delivered. They would be afflicted with much in way of hardship. Now John is enduring these things. And I can tell you today, dear friends, the hardships that comes from a Christian today is very real. For you see, dear friends, the old devil, he's doing all that he can to hinder you and to press you and to make your days very hard. I tell you today, dear friends, let us be like John. Let us have the mindset disciple to be ready and to be willing to praise God despite the hardships that we face, praise God, in life. You see, Jesus spoke of these things. And Jesus would tell us in Matthew 5 and 45 that it rains on the just and on the unjust. Hard days come to us all. And when you look here at John the Revelator's word, you will find there that he is going through much in way of hardship. But he said something that spoke to our heart. And the Holy Spirit began to lead us to this passage that He would have us to primarily focus. And it comes to us out of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, in verse number 10. The Bible says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. What's he saying? Was that the Holy Spirit was stirring him. He was moving him. He was exalting him. He was lifting him up in spite of the hardships that was going on in his life. And the Holy Spirit was blessing him and bringing to him that joy, that peace that comes from knowing a risen Lord. John was rejoicing. John was praising. John is doing and was doing what we're to do today when we come to the house of prayer despite all the problems, the worries, and the woes of this life. We're here to worship and praise the Lord in the hardest of days. And here he did. He did that very thing. When did he do it? Well, he said, I did it on the Lord's day. The first day of the week. He did it today. The day of worship for Christians. John, he was worshiping. He was out to the Lord. He was bringing praise and honor to his Lord who loved him and was willing to bless him. I tell you today, friends, what are we here for? I tell you what we're here for. We're not here to be seen. We're not here to be heard. We're here to glorify God. We're here to worship and praise. You might say, Brother Lynn, I got a worry. I got a concern that's consuming me. I tell you today, let us lay it to the side and bring praise to the Lord. John was being persecuted. John was being hindered. John was being cruelly treated. Friends, his loved ones had been martyred. Here he was ripped out of his ministry and dragged as an old man for hard labor on the Isle of Patmos. When it seemed as though everything was falling apart and the life of John, the Holy Spirit was still there, and the Holy Spirit was stirring him, and the Holy Spirit was moving him, and the Holy Spirit lifting, praise God, lifting him up. The hardest of days. You know, God is the same today as he was yesterday, and he will be forevermore. He'll lift you up. And the hardest of days. There on that Lord's day, John would be given the vision. There on that Lord's day, oh God, he blessed him. For the Bible says that behind him he heard a great voice. I tell you today, friends, that great voice speaking today in the heart of those who is willing, praise God, to hear. That's why the Bible says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I tell you, friends, the Lord has something to say to you. What did he say to John? I want to bless you. I want to help you. I want to enable you. I want to put you in a position so that you can be a blessing to others. Oh, I tell you, friend, the book of Revelation is much more than just eschatology. It's about how we're to conduct ourselves in the day and time in which it is that we live. Faithful. Oh, he was faithful. You know, many today would have said, listen, if I'm going to be browbeaten, persecuted, and kicked around and knocked around for the cause of Christ, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw in the towel. You see, too many today has thrown in the towel. Too many today has laid down and quit upon the Lord. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. In the hardest of days, when it seems as though the Lord that is farthest away, I can tell you today on the thought of his word, that's when he's at his nearest. The Bible says that he came up behind John. Stealthy, wasn't he? Stealthy. You might not have thought about it, but the Lord's here. You might say, well, how close is the Lord? The Lord's sitting right beside you. The Lord's right with you. See, old John, he wasn't having no pity party. He wasn't woeing and wooing. I tell you what he was doing. He was praising on the Lord's day. And let us praise God on his day. Let us lay aside the pain and suffering of life and to bring glory to the Lord. Here John said that voice that spoke wasn't just an ordinary voice, friends. That voice spoke a powerful, powerful sound. Where John likened it unto a trumpet. Behind me, a great voice as of a trumpet. Oh, I tell you, friends, when old John got in the Spirit, and the Spirit began to move him and stir him, I tell you, the Lord got his attention, just like when I was lost and undone, and conviction fell upon me. The Holy Spirit got my attention by knocking on the heart's door and saying, come, come, come. It got John's attention. Oh, imagine. Can you imagine literally going through hell on earth? Oh, tired, weary, worked, cruelly treated, suffered greatly, all the while representing Jesus Christ. All the while praising his Savior. And here on the Lord's day, on that glorious Sabbath day, oh John, he cried out, and the Lord moved, and praise God blessed him. When the Lord stirred him and blessed him and moved him and lifted him up, I tell you, the worries, the woes, the problems, and the hardships that had his life so literally saturated seem to melt away. You know why? John was reminded, as we are reminded, we don't go it alone. We don't go it alone. John would write this glorious book to the churches of Asia Minor, and that the Lord would intend for it to go out to the general church. God had a purpose for John, just as he has a purpose for us. If I served and I ministered and I was faithful when times was good, I tell you, I wouldn't minister or be faithful at all. Because life's hard. There ain't a one of us that don't have a worry. There's not a one of us that don't have a problem. There's not a one of us that don't have a woe. If you're expecting everything to be rosy and hunky-dory and you're going to skip down a yellow brick road, I'm telling you, you're in for a rude awakening. It ain't coming. You ain't going to have utopia. You're not going to have a peace that goes beyond understanding until you surrender and commit to God and the Lord takes you home. Between now and then, there's going to be hardship. Going to go through a lot. Some may be going through a lot right now. John was going through a great deal. And I thought about him last week. I'm 60 years old and I can't do like I did when I was 30. Some of you may not can do today what you did yesterday. I can remember getting up on Sunday morning, I go teach Sunday school, then I would go and preach, then I would come back and preach on a radio message, on the radio, and then I would come back and preach of the evening. I was young then. Young. Now I'm old. Can't do today what you did yesterday. But praise be to God, the Lord give you what you need to do. And here old John was, not walling his self-pity. No, old John was serving. John was staying the course. He was keeping the faith. He was praising the Lord on God's day. And the Lord blessed him in tremendous ways. And I tell you, friends, the Lord will bless you if you have a willing heart to look to him. Here the Lord said something, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and all points in between. I'm there in the good times. I'm there in the bad times. I'm there when you're high. I'm there when you're low. I'm always there. Praise to God. In the hardest of days, you can count on me. What did John do?
worshiped. He worshiped. He worshiped. He had something to praise about, did he not?
You might be here today and you might say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't got much to praise him for. Oh, how many times have we said this? If you've took a deep breath today, you've got reason to praise him. If you woke up and your feet hit the floor, you got reason to praise him. People says, I ain't seen no miracles. Well, have you blinked your eyes today? That's a miracle in itself. Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, you're not an orchestrated machine that just come together by chance. I tell you, we was created by the Lord. He blessed us. He helps us in the hardest of days, bringing to us a sense of peace so that we can praise his name. That's what he did for John. That's what he desires to do for us.
You know, I've heard it said many, many times, if the Lord gets me out of this scrape, I'm going to be there every time the door's open. If the Lord heals me, oh, my life's going to change.
Oh, if God just does this, then I'll do that. I tell you today, dear friends, it ain't about what God does for us. It's about what we do for God.
Doing for God what was most needed. Worship and praise. I thought about this man so much these days of late. I thought about what the psalmist said in Psalms 118 and verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Here old John was. He was glad in that hardest of days. Old John was rejoicing in the most difficult of days. And the Lord blessed him. He helped him and enabled him to serve him in the capacity he would.
You see, John may not could have done at 90 some odd years old like he did when he was that young man who followed Jesus through Galilee. But God still had a purpose. And God still had a plan. People says, well, did old John die there in the Isle of Patmos? No! When Trajan took the throne, I tell you, old John was released and he went back to Ephesus after a year and a half of imprisonment. Year and a half. He suffered. And then, you know, at the right time and at the right place, the Lord just set him free. You know, at the right time and at the right place, the Lord has set all of us free. I can remember the days in my life, and no doubt you can recount the days in your life, when that the Lord has taken you from nothing and made something. How that the Lord has took the ordinary and made it extraordinary despite the hard times that life brings. That's why he could say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Are you glad? Are you glad that this is the Lord's day? Are you rejoicing in the day of the Lord? Are you hearing? Are you listening to that voice as a trumpet? Are you crying out to the one who can take the crooked and make it straight? Are you looking to Jesus who loves you and gave himself for you to bless you in the hardships of life?
When I was praying and meditating over this scripture, praying and pouring over it, talking to the Lord, and pondering it and just absorbing it and running references and different passages and going here and there, and it seemed as though everywhere, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart by saying this, are you excited? Are you excited? You know something? Many come in the house of the Lord with their faces as long as a mule. Not excited at all. We should be excited to be here. We should be thankful to be here.
I'm not putting down any sporting events. There's no one that loves F1 racing any more than me. I watch a little football. I see excitement. Oh, I see a euphoria. I see an excitement that's catching. It's feverish. I tell you, we ought to have the same excitement for worshiping God as we do the things in the world. I wasn't there. No scholar or theologian has ever penned anything about it. But I believe that you could have probably heard John shouting and singing the praises of God far, far away from where he presently was. Why? Because God was blessing him. Blessing him! Blessing him! In the hardest of days. After the Sabbath day, John would have to go back to that grueling task of the persecution and the trial and the laborious work that would befall him from being exiled in that place. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I have a lot going on. May not be like John, but I don't know how to face tomorrow. Well, dear friends, I can tell you today, you don't face tomorrow alone. For the Lord God Almighty that loves us and cares for us will walk with us. He will talk with us. He will bless us. He will enable us. He will bring to us, praise God, what we need. I thought about John. Oh, and I thought about this message so much. Because you see, dear friends, these seven churches would benefit from the writing that would be inspired by John. These churches would be able to see themselves in different time periods and in different dispensations on how that God would work with them, how that God will insert in them what it is they need to be that light to a lost, dying, and needful world. You see, dear friends, many of us fail and we come short of the glory of God. But aren't you glad that God just don't cast us away, but He's willing to embrace us and to make us praise His name what we need to be? When I think about John, I think about a man who desired. And I think about how that God had a desire to use him. Listen, the Lord desires to use you and to bless you in the hardest of days. We've said this many, many times, especially on Wednesday evening, in our teaching and in our discussions, in our devotions that we do. It seems as though that I pray the hardest and at my most serious and sincerity of praying when things are at the worst in my life. Seems like when things seem to be at my worst, and I pray out to God, I see the Lord at His best. And you see, dear friends, that's what Jesus desires to do in our heart today, to see Him at His best. He wants to be your everything today. Not just your something, but praise God, your everything. He wants to be all in your life. You say, well, I love my family. You have to love your family. I love my family. You put the Lord first, He'll put family and friends, church, He'll put everything else in His proper place. But you put Him first. John put Him first. And you see how that God worked. Listen, dear friends, in your hardest of days, your most trying times, you put the Lord Jesus Christ first and you watch Him move. You watch Him move. You watch Him move. I got an uncle sitting right back there. Just lost his wife just a few weeks ago, my aunt. Hard time. Difficult time. Going through hard time. Physical woes. You know what he told me this morning when he came into church? He gets his Bible and he goes out on the porch and he reads it and it just brings all that comfort. Ain't that good? In the hardest of days, He's still Lord. He's still Lord.
People says, why do you do? Because God calls. Why do you go?
Because God leads. You see, dear friends, John was just a servant of the Most High.
In his good days
and in his bad days. Let us today echo that same sentiment in our lives. Let us be obedient. Bring honor, praise, and glory to who honor, praise, and glory is deserved. Let's stand to our feet.